Hey everyone, welcome to episode 70 of the Just Get Hired podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Fiesta George. You have stumbled on the podcast that is your go-to resource for navigating the ever-evolving world of careers. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that is near and dear to a lot of people in the job market today, and that is mastering the interview process. Whether you're fresh out of college or maybe you're a seasoned professional looking to get your next gig or get promoted, interviews can make the most confident among us break out in a cold sweat. But hey, fear not, because I have your back and I've got some killer strategies that are going to help you nail that interview and your dream job. Why do I share things like this with you? Well, I've been helping countless individuals just like you secure exciting job opportunities, and I help businesses navigate the twists and turns of the ever-evolving job market with confidence, and I've been doing that for over 20 years. Today, I'm excited that I get to share some of my insights with you, and if you're new here, welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. I'm thrilled to have you join me on this journey. Make sure you click that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, because I try to give you a lot of valuable career advice and insider tips. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back to the show. I appreciate your continued support. If you've been following this show, don't forget, share it out with your friends and your colleagues. Together, we want to build a community of empowered professionals who are eager to take their careers to new heights. Well, this episode's going to be a short one. We're going to flip the script on interview anxiety and ace your interview like a pro. So if you're ready, let's go.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Brooks with Rocket Station.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. Make sure that you like the podcast and share it with all your friends. I can't wait to hear what you think.
There are a lot of job seekers on the job market right now, and they are going through the interview process. Maybe you're going through it right now. Interviews can be scary for a lot of people. Trust me, I still get nervous no matter what side of the table that I'm sitting on, and I've been doing this for 20 years. In fact, when I worked many, many years ago for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, in order for you to get promoted from a management trainee position, you had to pass what they called, quote, the grill, or the MQI, the management qualification interview. And for those of you who worked at Enterprise before, or you're still there, you probably understand what I'm talking about, but it was literally the grill. But I failed it the first time. Why? It's not because I didn't know. We spent months of training and like practicing and like learning all of these things. I came to the interview prepared with all of the information. But what I wasn't prepared for was how to answer the questions. The managers failed me because I did not have confidence in myself, and that came through in my answers. So this, my friends, brings me to one of the first steps to conquering your interview struggles, and that is understanding fear and then preparation. It's the elephant in the room. We all feel it, right? That knot in your stomach, the butterflies that flutter around like they're training for the Olympics. But here's the thing, it is completely normal. The first step to conquering your interview stress is just understanding where all of that comes from. Is it the fear from the unknown? Is it the pressure to impress? Is it because you're running through all of the checklists and all of the tips and tricks that people keep telling you, including what you're going to hear on this podcast episode? Once you've pinpointed those pesky triggers, you have to arm yourself with the ultimate weapon. Preparation. Now we're talking deep dives into the company research, understanding the role, rehearsing those interview questions until you can recite them in your sleep. Trust me, preparation is your best friend when it comes to slaying that interview dragon, but you have to prepare. What are you going to wear? How long is it going to take for you to get from your house to the interview site? Do you have copies of your resume printed up? Is your portfolio ready? Have you been practicing doing mock interviews and having your questions prepared that you want to ask? If you invest that extra time and effort into preparation, not only will you mitigate all of that interview stress, but you're going to position yourself as someone who looks prepared, is enthusiastic, and is a competent candidate. So remember, preparation is key. You have to unlock your full potential by seizing the opportunities that lie ahead. Acknowledging and embracing your fears and not allowing them to dictate your path. That takes me to the next thing, which is practicing mindfulness and positive visualization. Now, let's talk mindfulness. We're not talking yoga mats, although that probably won't hurt, right? Mindfulness is all about keeping your cool under pressure. So let's picture this. You're in the waiting room. Your heart is starting to pound like it's auditioning for a heavy metal band. You've been there, right? That's where mindfulness is going to come in. You have to take a deep breath, visualize success, channel your inner Zen master, and then when you're done doing that, make sure you also go back and listen to Billy Lahr's episode 62 from my podcast. We talk about mindfulness and your career journey. And as a mindfulness coach, Billy shares a lot of simple techniques to help you calm those nerves and approach the interview with a clear head and winning attitude. That brings me to another thing that a lot of people don't even consider when it comes to the interview, and that is mastering your body language. That's the silent communicator that speaks volumes before you even open your mouth. Whether that's a power pose or perfecting the firm handshake, there's a lot to remember. But the spoiler alert, slouching doesn't cut it. I don't know if you've heard of the term mirror and match. That's where you need to mirror and match how the interviewer's body language is, maybe subtly mirror their gestures and their posture. That's going to help you start developing and building rapport because you're going to match their energy. Make eye contact like you're a boss. Exude confidence from every pore of your being. Being mindful of your body language will command attention and leave a lasting impression. Trust me. Okay, so you've made it through your interviews all in one piece, but the learning doesn't stop there. You have to reflect. You have to take a step back, evaluate your performance. What went well? What could you have you done better? There's a lot of different strategies that you can do afterwards to debrief yourself and prepare yourself for continuous improvement. Every interview is a learning experience. So the only way is up until you get the job, right? The art of mastering the interview process, it takes time. It takes patience. It takes a lot of resilience and grit. But when you can take a moment to just recap all of the things that you did well and what you can improve on, that's just going to make things a lot better. Some of the key takeaways to help you conquer your interview stress and emerge victorious in your job hunt. We want to remember that preparation is your secret weapon. You got to deep dive into the company research, understand the role that you're applying for inside and out, rehearse those interview questions. Preparation breeds confidence, and confidence is the key to acing that interview. Trust me. Next, you don't want to underestimate the power of mindfulness and positive visualization. Take a deep breath, visualize success, channel your inner Zen, and keep those nerves at bay. You got this. And then when it comes to body language, remember that actions speak louder than words. Sit up straight, maintain eye contact, give them that firm handshake like you mean it. Make sure your body language communicates volumes so that you know that you're saying all of the right things. And then finally, don't forget to reflect on your post-interview. Take stock in your performance. Celebrate your success. You got over it. First of all, you got an interview, so that's half the battle. But identify the areas for improvement. Every interview is a learning experience, and each one is going to bring you that much closer to your dream job. So there you have it. The ultimate guide to mastering the interview process in about 10 minutes. So with preparation, mindfulness, confident body language, reflective practice, you're going to be equipped to tackle the interview that comes your way. So there you have it. The ultimate guide to mastering the interview process with preparation, mindfulness, confident body language, and reflective practice. You are now well equipped to tackle any interview that comes your way. Well, thanks for tuning in today. And remember, until next time, stay confident, stay focused, keep chasing those career dreams. And if you have a burning question or a topic that you want me to cover, reach out to me on social media. You can find me on LinkedIn. Search my full name, Jessica Fiesta George. Look me up on Instagram. I'm now on TikTok as well. Shoot me an email. Head over to my website, justgethired.com. I would love to hear from you. But until next time, take care, keep chasing your career dreams, and I'll see you in my next episode.